Getting an update from Senator Chuck Grassley's office. I'm Daniel Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
I'm glad that President Trump is raising the issue of market concentration as it applies to farmers and in the food supply chain.
Senator Chuck Grassley points out that over the weekend, President Trump signed a few executive orders that benefits the farmer.
He did an executive order directing the Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission to investigate the concentration that drives up food costs. The order directs the agencies to take enforcement action, or even for those agencies to suggest new types of enforcement if they find it any wrongdoing.
Senator Grassley says he's been talking about these issues and raising concern about them for a long time now.
I've raised them for a long time, including concentration and transparency issues, particularly in the cattle market. And I held a Judiciary Committee hearing in October to uncover what's driving the soaring cost of inputs, particularly as it applies to seed and fertilizer.
We also had another piece of news pop up on Monday about the aid to farmers.
The Trump administration announced a $12 billion aid package for farmers. Well, I believe spending programs ought to come from Congress. I'm glad the administration is taking the crisis in farming very seriously. This will provide very much needed boost to struggling family farmers. I'm going to keep working with my colleagues to pass additional legislation to address farmers' needs, including a year-round nationwide sale of E15.
And as we know, China has committed to buying 12 million metric tons of U.S. soybeans. And recently, the administration has extended that deadline from December to February. Senator Grassley gave us his thoughts on that.
I'm going to give something that some of the big grain companies like Cargill, the other one was this French company, they said that for China to actually get delivered to them 12 million metric tons by the end of the year was just totally impossible from a delivery standpoint, meaning the time it takes to move grain once it gets on the ships, and then the number of ships you'd have, or the inability of China to even unload that amount of between the end of the year. So I think we should see the commitment that they're going to purchase it, and it may not be delivered. So I don't know whether the president has to even make a comment on it. I mean, the private marketplace and the transportation ability is going to dictate that. No president can dictate that. And as much as farmers would like to have the money in their pocket yesterday instead of tomorrow, it's just an impossibility to get it done by the end of the year.
But Grassley says that we all have to be aware of the unpredictability of the market and those in control.
We all have to be conscious of the unpredictability of China when it comes to trade, and particularly when they're dealing with the United States. But don't forget, our president brings some unpredictability into it. When one time he puts 100% tariffs on something in China, and the next day it's reduced to 50%.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Daniel Drotzman.